Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. So I'm really excited about today's episode and today's guest. I know that whoever you are, you're somebody that has at least looked at the nutritional value on your beverage at one time or another, whether it's an energy drink, a soda, a vitamin drink, anything, you're probably looking at the nutritional value. Well, it's important to be aware that not all vitamin drinks in particular, energy drinks, any drinks for that matter that are on the market, not all of them deliver the nutritional content that they claim. Studies have shown that some of these beverages may fall short, very short of their advertised vitamin and mineral levels due to factors like ingredients degradation over time, improper storage, manufacturing inconsistencies. So consumers should carefully research and choose products from reputable brands that prioritize transparency and quality control to ensure they are truly benefiting from the nutritional content they expect. That's why I had today's guest on. CJ Rapp is a visionary entrepreneur and a trailblazer in the beverage industry, best known for his role in creating Jolt Cola. Do you remember that in the 80s and 90s? And now Karma Water. With a career marked by bold innovation and strategic foresight, CJ has redefined the beverage market multiple times. I'm really excited for you to hear this episode. We debunk all sorts of myths, and you get to hear all about new and innovative ways to consume your beverages, including vitamin water. So please enjoy my conversation with CJ Rapp. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Holistic Goddess. I have to share something that's really made a difference for me. It's Bison Trifecta from Holistic Goddess. I've been diving into holistic health more seriously, and Holistic Goddess has been a big part of that journey. For me, it all started with their Bison Trifecta, which is a blend of freeze-dried bison organs, heart, liver, kidney, in capsule form. Now, for some people, that may sound scary or even gross, but I'm telling you, it's amazing. The effects are tangible. You see them, you feel them, and I do not leave home without it now. When I first started taking it, I felt a noticeable boost in my energy and focus within just a few days. I was managing my hectic schedule so much better and skipping my usual midday crash. The energy and focus are just my favorite parts, but with Bison Trifecta, you get the benefits of three organs: heart, liver, and kidney. It's comprehensive, supporting hormone balance, immune health, collagen production, and more. The purity of this product is just as impressive as the benefits. No vaccines, no antibiotics, no hormones or fillers. Just clean, bioavailable nutrition that your body absorbs right away. Now, a couple months in, I cannot imagine skipping a day. As I said, I just went away on a trip to the Bahamas. I took it with me. I took it every day. People kept asking what it was, and I was happy to share the wealth. It's become an essential part of my daily routine, and I cannot recommend it enough. So use the code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off site-wide. Visit holisticgoddess.com. That's HolisticGoddess.com. Use code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off. CJ, I'm so happy that you're with me today. Thank you for joining me.
Oh my goodness, Rachel, thank you for having us.
So I find you so fascinating because you've done so much in your life, and also because I happen to really love your product. So I want to start with your background so people get a little bit of an understanding of where you came from and how you got into the beverage industry.
Absolutely. So Rachel, I'm based in upstate New York. By definition, I'm a second generation beverage maker. My father was a soft drink bottler, but perhaps most people remember me for my 15 minutes of fame when I created a product called Jolt in the mid-80s, which was, of course, long before Red Bull and Monster, but it was an energy drink before its time.
And how did you get into wanting to do that? Like, where'd that concept come from?
The inspiration for Jolt at the time was simply that we knew that a lot of young people in particular didn't like the flavor and the taste of coffee, but they still needed that stimulation or of a boost. So think of a college student studying for exams. And that was, in fact, the inspiration. So as the slogan said at the time, Jolt, twice the caffeine.
Right. So wait, before we get into that, I just have a question in terms of your education and people that might be interested in getting into stuff like this. What was your training besides growing up in a family that did something similar? Did you go to college for this? Like, what skills did you develop before you actually started your first brand?
So this did come from practical experience. I did go to college. I went to the State University of New York at Potsdam, but that was liberal arts, and so really didn't go to school. That's an interesting question because there's been many times in my experiences as a beverage maker that I wish I studied harder and took the right courses for, say, for example, marketing or communications or finance for that matter. So there is some degree of regret that I wasn't a better student or chose the right courses at that point in my life. But
Right.
I think answer your question. No, most of the ideas behind Jolt and later, I'm sure we'll talk about Karma, come from just being a participant in the beverage business.
Right. Okay. So how did you actually come up with the concoction, I guess, for Jolt? How does that work?
Well, caffeine, of course, was the main source of energy back then. This is before people had created or made good use of herbs and vitamin mixes. Again, this goes back to the 1980s. So it was all about caffeine. We did make a distinction between it with the time Jolt had natural caffeine that came from coffee. And again, it was just played off of the slogan, twice the caffeine. And boy, did it catch. I have to be honest. It was designed as a local product in our local grocery store. But in literally days, not weeks or months, but in days, it caught the attention of the media and it created a firestorm.
So was that because you guys had, come up with an interesting packaging for it? Do you think it was marketed a certain way, or you think the public was really in need for that type of product?
Well, I think it's a couple of things, Rachel. If again, I'm looking at it back now through a lens of 40 years, but I think it tapped into a sense that everyone, there's a little bit of irreverence in a lot of us, and there's a little bit of naughtiness that's okay. There was something about Jolt. We also had another slogan. We said, "Dare to want it all," and that seemed to sort of tap into the psyche, into someone's motivation, and in particular, of course, think of teenagers and young adults in college age. It was at the time, it was a sense of thrill. But
Right.
then there came the practical side, which, again, if you were in the 80s and you wanted to study for exams, what did you take or what could you drink to stay awake? And truthfully, beyond coffee, there wasn't too many other options that were legal. And so with Jolt, it became immediately popular with high school students and college students.
So I read that it was 72 milligrams of caffeine. What is that in the equivalent today?
Well, so in terms of soft drinks like Coke, Pepsi, or even Dr. Pepper, it is literally twice, and that's where the slogan came from. So Coke and Pepsi are in and around 36 to 38 milligrams. Karma was at the, or excuse me, Jolt was at the FDA maximum, which was 72 milligrams per 12-ounce serving. So again, this is before customized packaging. This is back in the days when you saw 12-ounce cans or 16-ounce bottles. And
Right.
again, we were at the FDA maximum.
So, and it was considered a soda or a stimulant? Is it similar to what people use Red Bull for now, for example?
So, in terms of use, it became what people drink energy drinks for. In terms of what it was classified, because we chose cola, so it was Jolt Cola, it was classified as a highly caffeinated soft drink.
Got it. And you said the public's reaction was great. How did you navigate? Were there any issues with, people saying it was too much caffeine or it wasn't good for you? What happened there with the
Oh yeah,
reaction?
no. I mean, we had a fair share of angry moms that their teenagers weren't behaving well after a can or two of Jolt. We had teachers that were upset with us because during lunch break or whatever, the students were drinking too much Jolt and then were hard to handle in class. So we made a few enemies along the way, but it was in hindsight it was harmless at that point in time. And again, it just became an iconic brand for, as I said, a sense of irreverence and a little bit of that sense of thrill. But culturally, it took on a life of its own. I wish I could take credit that we were that great of marketers, but what really happened was the morning disc jockeys, the personalities, and a long list of them that are still in business today, they loved Jolt's sense of irreverence, and they started talking about Jolt, and they're sort of created a national public relations campaign on our behalf. And then it went crazy. Like I said, the college students, the surfers in Southern California, rock and roll bands. We were sending, Jolt out to certain rock and roll bands with like Bon Jovi is a good example because he loved it, and just a long list of folks. And then finally it was in movies. So in the Spielberg movies with their animators, they worked long hours and they stayed up a long time, and they were actually drinking Jolt, and suddenly Jolt was in Jurassic Park and a long list of movies thereafter. And again, that's when the brand really soared. And again, the finish line on that is we grew Jolt to be in over 20 countries, so the US and in 19 countries outside the US.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It sounds like there's a lot of memorable moments or stories from the conception of this. Was there one that really stands out about either a celebrity that you heard from that liked it or, just a scenario that you thought was so great?
There was some, I guess, I mean, again, there are so many to talk about, but I would put it at two sides. That it again is at the time I was 26 or 27 years of age, again, upstate New York. So you can just imagine the sense of thrill going to California, Southern California, being in those beach communities with surfers and just a lot of famous people. It was an adrenaline rush, to say the least. And what was really cool about it was they were genuinely fans of Jolt at that particular time. So again, I would chalk it up to just a thrilling experience for a young man. But as we'll talk about later, I'm sure it's also an opportunity, a growing experience, because you learn from the many experiences that cross my desk.
Right. So that's a good point to segue into the next thing. What did you learn from that that then became your next brand, or what rolled out after Jolt became popular and then you were moving on to the next thing?
Well, I wouldn't have known it when I was going through it, but I think that Jolt's international popularity. So again, 27 years of age, maybe at that time, and suddenly traveling to faraway places all through Asia, China, Singapore, even Vietnam, down through the African continent, South Africa, South America, Europe, just a lot of different places. As I said, I traveled to more than 60 countries. We ultimately did business in more than 20 countries, and you learn a lot from that. You learn, for first and foremost, to see America from outside in as opposed to inside out. And that in and of itself, for a young man, leaves a lasting impression. You'll find no one more patriotic than I am, but just the ability to look at something from a far away and looking back in is in and of itself a perspective that's a really good learning process.
Right. Wow. So before you get to Karma, what were you working on in the last decades, or were you solely focused on Jolt?
Yeah, no, I was focused on Jolt from 1985 all the way to about 2009. I sold it to the brand at that time to a private equity company, and it was in the making already. So coming back to your question about what did I learn, when I traveled, particularly throughout Asia, the whole wellness trend, meaning consumers looking for wellness products, was far ahead of the US market at that particular time. And so while I knew I was going to be selling Jolt, and signed a non-compete within energy drinks and soft drinks, the party that I sold it to understood that I was going to stay in the beverage industry but focus on wellness. And that was because of my direct experiences in Asia in particular, where I could see the opportunity coming into fruition in the US market on wellness.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about Karma Water. First of all, what inspired the name?
It was again exposure to the Eastern cultures, the Buddhist, the word karma speaks for itself. We wanted to take an existing name and an existing meaning and leverage it across to the beverage category. Part of that is a little bit of Rochester history. Where I'm from, Rochester, New York, is where Kodak is from. And there's always a fascinating story that some may not know, that the name Kodak was actually a witchcraft doctor that cured the founder of Kodak from malaria. And so his name was Kodak, and that's where he came up with the name Kodak for the film.
Oh, wow.
And he chose that name because he knew it was unlike anything else and memorable. But what my takeaway was, I wanted to take something that was famous and leverage the equities associated with karma, the notion of giving back, and bring that into the beverage category.
I love that. This episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the ever-fabulous, ever-iconic Jennifer Aniston. We all put our hair through the ringer, coloring, heat styling, stress aging, the list goes on and on. And now we've got the summer heat, which is a battle too. We're talking about sun, beach, and that ever-present humidity. Jen got tired of the struggle of having to choose between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. So she decided to create what she was looking for. Think of Lola V as your personal hair spa. Let's dive into Lola V, your ultimate summer hair saver. Created with the finest natural clinical ingredients, Lola V ensures your hair feels as luxurious and carefree as a summer breeze. Say goodbye to sun damage, tangled hair, and hello to shine, strength, and elegance. Summer is the season of confidence, and Lola V embodies the spirit. And here's a treat for you, our awesome listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use the code Rachel at checkout. So the thing that I use every day is the detangler. Every time I wash my hair, which is basically daily, I love it. It's light, it's not too sticky, and it has a lovely shine. The other thing I really love is the restorative shampoo. I use that as my go-to shampoo. I don't use anything else right now. And people, honestly, they comment on my hair all the time. The scent also is really good. It's like zesty, citrus, calming, rose petal flavor. And I just love it. It smells good. And it kind of lasts. You really smell that walking, you know, down the street, you get a whiff of it. It smells so good. So check out all the Lola V products. Go to your website at lolav.com. As our loyal listeners, you will get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code Rachel at checkout. That's R-A-C-H-E-L. That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com. with promo code Rachel. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts cannot be combined. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Your hair will thank you. Are you ready to elevate your health? Meet Field of Greens, the ultimate superfood powder. Packed with wholesome organic ingredients, it's your daily dose of greens in a glass. Just one scoop delivers a powerful blend of nutrients, vitamins, and antioxidants to boost your energy, support your immune system, and keep you feeling your best. It's easy to mix, delicious to drink, and perfect for any lifestyle. And only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Don't look back and say, I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Field of Greens is a key to better health today when it matters most. So my favorite thing about it is that I don't drink water. I don't like the taste of water. I don't like drinking water. And since I've started this, my intake of water has skyrocketed. I enjoy drinking water. It does not taste powdery. My favorite flavor is the berry. And I find that this is the only thing I want to drink. I've stopped drinking cola because I've liked the taste of this so much. So let's get you started with 15% off and free shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code UNDERSTOOD. That's promo code UNDERSTOOD at fieldofgreens.com. All right, now let's discuss the concept because it is a different type of beverage. Explain it to us.
So it's in the health and wellness space. And this goes back to, at the time, let's go to roughly 2010, 2011, the FDA gave a wrist slap to some well-established beverage names, no need to call out names, but it was about being misleading labeling practices. And what the FDA understood at that point in time is, when you start to put certain additives in products, and I'll use vitamins as perhaps the easiest example, they deteriorate or degrade over time in the bottle. And it's simply because they are, in fact, exposed to the elements. They're exposed to UV lights on the shelves. They're exposed to oxygen. There's oxygen in the water. And so those vitamins and a long list of other nutrients deteriorate. So what happens is the beverage companies were responsible in making the product. They put, say, for example, 250 milligrams of vitamin C in the beverage when it was bottled, but by the time the consumer came to drink the product, they were receiving only half the benefit or less. Right. And so that's where the FDA took issue, because if it says 250 milligrams, well, my goodness, the consumer should be getting 250 milligrams.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, You're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Right. So the FDA took issue with it, but like, why do we... So let's talk about specifics, because I'm a drinker of like Bi or Vitamin Water Zero or whatever. And
yes.
I guess I drink those, number one, because I don't like the taste of water. And if I just had to drink water, I'd be bored. So I like the flavor of it, but I also like that it's no calories or low calories,
yes.
Less than 20. And I think it has all these vitamins or nutrients in it. So I think in my mind that I'm getting something out of it. But what I've sort of read and in talking to you, something with the heating up process and what am I really getting? And I think that people kind of dismiss the fact, well, maybe it's not all in there, but it's mostly in there. Tell me the truth about what we are drinking in our vitamin waters right now, like those.
Yes, no, great question. I wish more people asked it. So the truth is that you are not benefiting to the degree that the label states more often than not. And I can explain that. So there's a long list of additives. So if you're drinking a vitamin water, for example, the water-soluble vitamins, which are the more popular of the vitamins, say vitamin C is the best example, any water-soluble vitamin deteriorates over time. And it's not, by over time, I'm not referring to a year or even 6 months. I'm saying that right after they bottle it, there starts the deterioration process. So to answer your question succinctly, unfortunately, you are not getting the benefit that you think you are.
Right.
And as the wellness category has evolved and we get into things like antioxidants and superfruits and adaptogens and nootropics, as the wellness category evolves and we're introducing more and more nutrients, the same phenomenon applies to better than 90% of those, that there is this degradation or deterioration. And Karma, therefore, is the solution through our cap technology. Karma is unlike any ready-to-drink beverage in that there is a dispensing cap on top. And inside that dispensing cap is our powdered nutrition. The first reason why it's in powder is that in a dry powder form, it's more stable. And then when you introduce those ingredients, literally by infusing them seconds or moments before consumption, you're infusing it at optimal potency or optimal, strengths. And therefore, you, opposite of the other brands and pre-mixed drinks, with Karma, you're actually getting what is stated on the label.
So what is the life expectancy, let's say, of this water once I put the powder into it? I mean, is it made to be consumed right then and there in the next 30 minutes, or can you put it in the refrigerator and have it the next day and it's still potent?
Yeah, you're fine for a couple of days. I mean, Karma is designed as a ready-to-drink beverage, meaning after you infuse the contents, it's meant for immediate consumption. So I would say that better than 99% of our consumers will, infuse the powdered additives and immediately drink the bottle over, say, the next hour. But if you drink half of it and put the other half in the refrigerator and drink it the next day, that too is fine. And you're getting 99.9% of the health benefit the next day. So by deterioration, I would put it at a timeline of more like 30 or 60 days. But do understand this, please, that when we drink products that are popular, whether they're beer, whether they're soft drinks, whether they're bottled water, generally speaking, the consumer is when a consumer buys a bottle or can, that product was bottled at least 60 to 90 days ago.
Right. Okay, couple questions. What is the difference then between the powder stuff that you guys supply at the top and some of these powder things that you can buy individually in like a 7-Eleven or, whatever? What's in those that's not in yours or vice versa?
Yeah, well, that's a perfectly fair question. It's hard to answer because there's so many products that are out there today in those stick packs, as you said. So
Right.
stick packs are a better solution in terms of stabilizing the nutrients. So for starters, you will generally get the full benefit or close to the full benefit if you buy a stick pack. But where it gets to be a more difficult question to answer is, what specific ingredients are in their stick packs? What adaptogens, what nutrients in particular versus what they're trying to deliver on the wellness. And then you get into where are they sourcing it from? There's a lot of synthetics that are out there. There's lots of different ways to source a long list of popular ingredients. And so you have to be assured that they're selecting the best sources for each of the nutritional elements.
Got it. Okay, so then let's talk about yours specifically. I saw that, first of all, how did you guys decide what it is that you wanted to feature in your powder? I see that all of them are probiotic water, correct? First of all,
So,
explain to people what probiotics is, by the way.
sure. So, first of all, Karma has two product lines. We have a probiotic line that's the purpose of it is to bolster one's immune support system and also to support digestive health. So, probiotics are living cultures that help our microbiome. And what, of course, many people are starting to realize is how important stomach health is, tummy health is, and how that impacts so many things, skin conditions and obviously digestive issues and eyesight and hair care and just a long list of things that all starts in your digestive system. So a healthy microbiome means that you're going to generally be a healthier person, and there is no better nutrition for your microbiome and your digestive system than probiotics. And again, it comes back to which probiotics. And if you have strong digestive health, you typically are bolstering your immune system. So that's what Karma Probiotics is about. And maybe later I can expound on it, but there's a new sector coming out in the beverage industry called natural health or clean health, clean energy. And clean energy is a subsegment of the original legacy energy drink. And that too is an area that Karma competes in.
Oh, awesome. So meaning you will have these types of bottles that have energy, so to speak, at the top that you're putting in.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So exactly. So with the Karma probiotic line, our primary deliverable again is immune support and digestive support. And that's what we focus on. And without getting too deep into it, the probiotic that we chose is a type that will get deep into your digestive tract because probiotics die with heat. And more often than not, the probiotic cultures are dying too early in the digestive system so that you're not getting the probiotic nutrition that you think you are. So you need to select a probiotic strand that is such that it'll get deep enough into your digestive tract to actually deliver the health benefits.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say before we move on, I just wanted to make sure people can understand the science behind it. This isn't just something you guys are saying. So I know you've been able to validate this and what you guys are knowing about the powder going into the drink and what's in it. Can you just talk a little bit about the science behind it?
Yeah, we embrace science for sure, Rachel. That's a great point. From two standpoints. So again, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a dietitian, but we have employed and contracted with a long list of experts in various fields to help us make the right choices when it comes to what specific ingredients do we want in our product lines. So without a doubt, again, like, not all probiotics are equal, not all forms of caffeine are equal, not all forms of vitamins are equal. So we rely on the experts to help us make those decisions. The other point I want to make is that, coming back to the whole idea of our cap, you know, is a cap a novelty? Is it just make us a point of difference? Absolutely not. The cap actually delivers the benefit, as I said, of greater or optimal potency. And we employed a global food science company to do a comprehensive study to validate two aspects. First, that ready to drink or mixed to drink products, meaning, excuse me, pre-mixed drinks, and again, I'm trying not to be mean and name specific brands, but think of probiotic drinks like kombuchas. Think of vitamin drinks that are already have the vitamins in those. We had the third, we had a food science company go to the store shelf. So we didn't select the products. We didn't tell them what stores to get it. They sourced every one of those. And they also sourced Karma. We didn't send them certain bottles or certain caps. And they conducted a study over a 6-month period of time and made measurements of the nutritional aspects of each. Say it again, the probiotics. And they tested it 1 month, at 2 months, at 3 months. And two resounding facts came clear. Karma's was stable, meaning if it started with 2 billion CFUs, it ended with 2 billion CFUs. Conversely, the premixed drinks, there was this rapid deterioration. So when you asked, did we embrace science? We absolutely embrace science, both food scientific companies, as well as experts in the field of nutrition and dietitian.
And just so I understand, and for people that are listening that are not watching this on YouTube or Rumble, just explain the cap. I mean, it's a cap that it, when you buy it, it's a bottle of water with a cap attached to it. Just explain it to them a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So when you look at Karma on the shelf, it looks like a standard beverage that you'd find in store shelves. But if you look a little more closely on top, it looks a little different than most in that it has a dispensing cap on it. It's translucent, so you can actually see there's powder inside. And we refer to a process simply as peel, push, shake. So when you buy Karma, you simply peel off the label that's on top of the cap. Typically, you take your thumb and you push down on the cap. And in doing so, you infuse the powdered contents into the water below. And in doing so, you transform Karma from water to wellness. And you will participate in the transformation itself. You will physically see the product change color. And again, with the added nutrients, it goes from, again, plain water to water with benefits.
Okay. And I can attest, because I've tried this now a couple of times, it's super easy. I have nails, so I use my knuckle instead of my nail. And the flavors, I haven't gone through all of them yet. I plan to. They're all really good. And I'm a lover. Like, I don't necessarily have a ton of food in my refrigerator, but it's stocked with Buy and vitamin water zero and all these things that we talked about earlier. So
now
I'll be putting Karma in there, because the flavor, it doesn't taste like a diluted water either, which is good. It has a flavor, but it doesn't taste sugary. It tastes really good and refreshing. So I love it.
Well, thank you.
Another quick question is, are you guys already, so I noticed that once you are done with the bottle, it gets thrown out. Have you already done this? Are you making a cap you could just attach to regular water bottles, or can you continue to keep the bottle because it is really pretty and then just add a new cap, or how is that going to develop?
So Rachel, for sustainability, there are a long list of people that are concerned about filling landfills with plastic waste. And so we do support that. So two things. We've joined an organization called Repurpose. And so they are a team of folks that go particularly to our ocean shores and have equipment that actually recapture the plastic waste in all of our great oceans. That's number one, called Repurpose. The second part of that is we, on our online store, you can go where we call it our hydration bottle. It is a reusable, refillable Karma bottle. And then to your point, you buy caps only on a subscription model. So the short answer again is yes. We have a program where it's a reusable, refillable bottle, and then you just purchase the Karma caps on a continuing basis going forward.
I love that. Okay. The other question I had is, all of these look like they're 20 calories and less, right?
Every one of our products are 20 calories or less.
Okay. So I'm curious in your research, do you find that more people care about calorie content or they care about what they're reading in terms of what's in it, like the nutrients or the bad things they might see in beverages? What have you come across?
So there are both those consumers, and we take both of those consumers seriously. So I would say low to no. There was once, at a period of time, there seemed to be a complete obsession with zero calories. And while zero calorie products are still popular, so many times what people have realized is that they actually have to use artificial sweeteners in order to deliver on the zero calorie. And then it brings in the next consumer that cares greatly about the products, and what they want is clean. They ultimately want absolutely nothing artificial, and they prefer that every ingredient is a non-GMO. So when you do that, so we use, for our sweetness, we use 85% stevia, which of course is all natural, and it is a non-carb sweetener. But we also use 15% of cane sugar, which again is organic and non-GMO. And that gives it, you mentioned that you really like the flavor, and that gives it that mouthfeel and enjoyable. So we feel, and it's a karma decision, that if we add just that little bit of natural sugar, it pumps it up to 20 calories, but we feel it's a great trade-off because you get great flavor for only 20 calories.
Okay. And I have a question about being a brand maker in general. The product you created at the beginning, and I'm talking about Karma, Jolt, whatever it was, all of your products, did you take, you know, feedback from your customers and end up, was there an evolution where the product changed? Or do you feel that what you launched at the beginning was how it was at the end or continues to be?
So we listen very closely to our consumer. We pay attention to consumer insights all the time. To be perfectly frank, my daughter, I have two family members, children of mine that are working at Karma, one of which is my daughter that works in consumer affairs. And the reason that I wanted her there was I needed the truth. I needed someone to give me the unfiltered feedback that we receive from our consumers. And that prompts us to react in a timely fashion. So we are, in fact, very reactive to our consumer, and it comes back to understanding the importance of listening.
Okay. And so, for example, with Karma, is what we see now what it was when you first started it?
Oh, my goodness. No. Would they be absolutely dramatic changes? I mean, not necessarily blatantly obvious to the consumer. There's two sides of that. If we get feedback that it's too sweet, we will, you know, reduce the sweetness level. If we get the fact that one particular flavor note is too strong, we'll make subtle changes. So it's somewhere between subtle and a nuance that will change on the flavor. But like, for example, our cap technology, it had never been done before. And I'm not ashamed to admit that going back 10 years ago, it was less than perfect. Mm-hmm. But that was the biggest and most difficult part with Karma is the cap technology, because we were doing something that had never done before, and manufacturing an unknown entity always raises concerns and problems. Mm-hmm. So, for example, it was too hard to push, or when you pushed it, the powder wouldn't come out. And there was many changes made along the way. So when you look at a Karma cap today, structurally, it seems to be the same cap it was 10 years ago. But I can assure you that it's gone through maybe seven different iterations and millions of dollars of technological changes to make it a better experience for the consumer.
Right. I'm curious about the key trends you're seeing in the beverage industry and how is Karma Water positioned to capitalize on it? For example, like I go into a store and people are pushing collagen in water now. Are you guys going to get into that market? Do you see that being an important market? And is that, I'm actually curious, for me, when people push that on me, am I getting any collagen in the water?
Right. That's a great question. So Karma, being health and wellness, will evolve. We're paying attention to the macro trends. We're not necessarily trendsetters. Our position is, if there is science behind it that backs it, that it is genuinely healthy or better for you, then that's an ingredient or an additive that should be considered by Karma. Mm-hmm. So as you said, if collagen becomes a major interest to consumers, or perhaps omega-3s become of great interest to consumers, when it reaches that point of critical mass, we will introduce a product with that nutrition as well. So we're not trying to decide which nutrients, we'll let the market dictate to that. But once we make the decision to do it, we want to select the very best form of it so that it actually delivers on the promise of wellness.
Okay. So what I believe, I know your answer, that if I want to take a collagen water, the best type to take is ones where you're scooping it in.
I believe so, yes. Okay. Because if it is pre-mixed and it's in already in a beverage, there's a rapid deterioration that takes place.
Right. Okay. What advice would you give to any aspiring entrepreneurs looking to break into the beverage industry?
Wow. That's a really great question. I mean, you have to first of all, it's going to cost twice as expensive as you think it is. I would put it almost at a 5 to 10X. So if you think something is going to take $1 million, it's going to take $5 to $10 million. It just takes an enormous amount of money. The second thing is you're never going to get it right if you think you've anticipated every aspect of your new product, beverages or beyond. I can assure you that there's going to be surprises along the way, and you're going to need to be able to make quick decisions and quick changes to adapt to the market conditions. Mm-hmm. Rachel, I would come back to listening. Again, at this point, 45 years into my career, traveled, as I said, to 80 countries. Despite my talking a lot today with you, I've always explained to young people that you never learn anything by talking, and you only learn by listening. And at our company, and it comes back to the short story that I told you about my daughter being in consumer affairs, we listen to our consumers and we make changes according to the ultimate recommendations of our consumers. So to a young entrepreneur, I would say, you know, put a stake in the ground, launch your product with conviction, but listen very closely to the consumer insights.
So I love the advice you're giving here. Building a brand is really hard, obviously. What is the best advice you were given when you were first starting out?
It sounds like the old rah-rah coaches speeches from the football locker rooms about being tough and being strong and persevering. But again, I would come back to my earlier point of listening. I would say that proper capitalization, embracing diversity of thought through your board, and there's a good example. So select a board, not of like-minded people, but actually just the opposite of great diversity in terms of thought process. So bring on a financial person and bring on a marketing person and bring on a scientific person so that through that you have strength through diversity. So there's a lot of things that we have done at Karma that I certainly did differently versus Jolt. And it comes back to, again, the earlier comment that, you know, over time you learn a lot, and it's important that you make the changes that you think are going to have an impact on your business.
You've obviously done a lot in your career. What would you consider as your most significant achievement?
Well, within the beverage industry, what I did unknowingly was I convinced a beer distributor to sell, at the time, Jolt. And the significance of that is when you're in the non-alcoholic sector and just go to any major grocery store today and look, and you will see that I would say an average grocer carries 500 different non-alcoholic products, health drinks, energy drinks, vitamin drinks, juices, you just name it, soft drinks. And the two major systems of distribution are Coke and Pepsi. But when you look at it, 90% of the products being consumed in America are non-Coke and non-Pepsi items. Therefore, by convincing a beer distributor to sell a non-alcoholic product, it opened up a route to market system for other entrepreneurs and other brands to emerge. So going back to the mid-80s, when I convinced a beer distributor to sell Jolt, the next guy came in and said, sell my vitamin enhanced water. And by creating a route to market system, we actually opened up the floodgates for innovation and helped make greater choices for the consumers.
I'm curious, you being, you know, a CEO and doing all these things, was there someone that was a mentor to you or someone you really looked up to that you followed in their footsteps?
There's a lot of people that I looked up to, and if, like a lot of people in life experiences, they come in and into your life at different times. And so the chairman of our board, my Jolt experience kind of finished on a soured note when I sold the company to a private equity company. we ended up in a financial dispute that led into a lawsuit. And I try not to get kind of caught up into the negatives of that. And to the contrary, what is today my board is my is a board chairman was somebody who, you know, said, and I'm simplifying it, you know, brush yourself off, dust yourself off, get back up. Bad things happen to good people. At the end of the day, they can't take away your imagination or your determination. So come up with the next idea and I'll back you financially and we'll help you get started again. So that person, his name is Tom Bonadio. He's my chairman of the board, is a remarkable person that had a big, you know, big impact on my particular life. In terms of marketers, you know, I aspire. That's why I say I'm a friend. All you could say that we're all competitors because we're all competing for the same consumer. But I admire the accomplishments and the success of others. And I can't tell you that how many friends that I have throughout the beverage industry. But last and foremost, with Karma coming back to what we needed a bigger, stronger system, call it a strategic partner. And Karma partners with Constellation Brands, which is a international giant in the field of alcohol. So a lot of people don't recognize the name Constellation Brands, but they recognize their products, which are Modelo beer, Corona beer, Mondavi wine, Ruffino wine. So they own and manage these iconic brands. And what they bring is our disciplines in brand building that no single entrepreneur can do by themselves. Right. So again, I apologize for the long-winded answer, but the simple truth is you have to realize you can't be all things to all people. And what you need to do are bring in, embrace experts that can add value to the process.
Can you share about any upcoming projects or things you're going to be doing in the future?
Sure. So we hope soon to launch an initiative called Karma Therapeutics. So unfortunately, there's a long list of people that are exposed to serious and chronic illnesses, say cancer, for example, which is terrible. Most every family is affected by it. And while there's been a lot of advancements made in terms of therapies and adding to quality of life, the truth of the matter is a lot of the treatments and the therapies are debilitating. Say, for example, chemotherapy. Well, that is a debilitating process. Even though it's helping the person get better, it's a very debilitating process. They get dehydrated and a lot of their levels get depleted. Their levels of needed nutrition get depleted. So we're working on an initiative called Karma Therapeutics that are focused on beverages and formulations that are specific to helping people recover more quickly from these chronic illnesses, or more importantly, from the debilitating effects of the therapy. So we're going to be focusing on people with actually postnatal for mothers. We're focused on chemotherapy and neurocare. And we want to help people to get better faster.
Amazing. Do you see any other brands in your future? Like, will you get into wine and spirits? I don't know. Is there anything else beyond Karma that you're going to be doing or you want?
I think if there was an obvious one to us, it would be in the field of dairy, Rachel. Mm. So we can easily see a probiotic enhanced milk thing for children. So think of probiotic nutrition for children. It's a milk. You know, let's be honest, milk hasn't had a lot of innovation. You know, so if you're a 10-year-old boy or girl, you know, white milk can sometimes be a little bit boring. And so we can envision use of our cap where the 10-year-old infuses some nice chocolate flavoring and some probiotic nutrition so that it turns plain white milk into delicious chocolate milk or delicious strawberry milk. And they get to participate in that transformation. But at the end of the day, we make moms happy because we're giving her children some true digestive nutrition.
I love that. I think that's a great idea, obviously. All right. Where can people buy Karma Water? Let everyone know.
Sure. Karma, I'm proud to say we're in more than 20,000 brick and mortars or retail locations across the U.S. We're in Walmart. We're in Sam's. We're in Kroger's. Then you get in a long list of great regional grocers in the Northeast. You have Wegmans. In the Southeast, you have Publix. In the Mid-Atlantic, you have the Harris Teeter chain. Texas, you have HEB. So we're in plenty of retailers. And like so many, we're thankful to be on Amazon as well. So if you want to try Karma, it's out there. It's readily available.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, and when is your energy version of it coming out?
Sure. Energy is available as well. We don't quite have the level of distribution on energy because it's only 6 months in the process. But I, again, without sounding like an advertising, the difference there is you want, there's the energy drink space, the sector, going back to the Red Bulls and Monsters, that was 25 or 30 years ago. And through, as that category has evolved, there are now plenty of people, say, over the age of 40 that want the stimulating beverage, but don't want a long list of, call it, you know, artificial ingredients that are not quite as good for you as they should be. So the new segment is called natural or clean energy, and that's where Carmen is focused. So it has all of the energetic ingredients that are part of the legacy energy drinks, but contains all the contains only non-GMO ingredients.
Amazing. Well, I wish you the best of luck. You don't need it because you're obviously doing great. And I love it. Everyone should go out and try it. Thank you, CJ.
Rachel, it's my pleasure and congratulations on your success. And thank you for having us on today.
Anytime. Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.